Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan on a Friday Eve edition of the show, episode 106. What is up, upstate? We are in your ear canals. For the next 3 hours, 1 to 4 p.m., the only place you need to be is right here. 97.7 FM in Greenville, 97.1 FM in Spoitenburg, 1330 AM in Anderson and Clemson, wherever you are, whenever you are, on the radio.com app, 24-7, 365. You punch in ESPN Upstate. You make it one of your favorite stations. You have Offsides with Mark Ryan. You have Straight Up with Sturge on your time whenever you want it. Same goes for our new website with much great content on there, ESPNUpstate.com. We are absolutely, positively jam-packed today. Loaded today. Loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Loaded. Okay, at 2 p.m., and I will take your questions here, folks. If you've ever wanted to talk to Phil Steele, you know, the best college football preview magazine author in the entire country, the most plugged-in guy to college football in the country, he's joining the show at 2 p.m. today. Floods of questions already coming in. I will pick the best ones. Phil Steele, 2 p.m. Is your safety at a baseball game the team's responsibility or yours? CBS Radio's national legal analyst, Amy Trask, joins us at 1:40 p.m. What the Hornets should do about Kemba Walker coming up on the show, as well as Mark and Lonzo's top 10 sports soundbites of all time. Sound like a good show to you? You guys ready to do this thing? You ready, Lonzo?
Sounds like a lot of work to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, Lonzo, I walk in today and Lonzo has, how shall we say, quite the stressed look on his face. Now, what percent of that stress, Lonzo, was caused by yours truly?
Not as much as it normally would be, which is kind of weird. Just things are falling. You know, I'm going on vacation tomorrow, so everything's falling apart at both stations right now. So, I mean, that's just how
it's
that
just
goes.
It's just the plan inside the building, Lonzo, to prevent you from being able to take vacation.
See, that's not funny because that's always a possibility.
You take more vacation than anyone I've ever known. Do you know that?
There are only a couple other people in this building who've been here longer than I do.
I know.
When you reach a point where they won't give you a raise anymore, all they'll do is give you more days off.
I feel like when Patrick Ewing was an NBA player, he once had a pretty dumb quote when people were asking why are NBA players so broke. He said, we make a lot of money. We spend a lot of money because we make a lot of money. You take a lot of vacation because you have a lot of vacation.
See, my question for you, is it really vacation? Is it really vacation?
No, I don't.
If you get contacted by said building that we're in every single day that you're off, is that still a vacation?
I don't really think, Lonzo, you are allowed to ever fully unplug, you know, because, your little tentacles have to be in so many different things here for the things to operate the right way.
You know, I pray for something that most people don't. I pray for poor cell service. That's what I pray for. Poor cell service.
No one should be able to reach me, and I'm leaving town. Also on the show today, yesterday, Lonzo and I have come to the conclusion that we were pranked. We were pranked on the show yesterday. If you didn't hear this yesterday, we're going to play the audio for you of some show down in Miami did something very mean and hurtful to us. And naturally, here on Offsides, revenge is going to be sweet, but we need your help on that. What should we do to get revenge? Plus, a listener last night wanted to make a bet with yours truly. Let's just say Mark Ryan is now 2-0 versus listeners in bets. All right, let's open with this. NBA free agency. Oh, yeah. It opens on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. Now, what I hear is that nobody follows these rules. The rules stating you're not supposed to contact people, you're not supposed to do this, do that. What I'm reading and hearing is that teams have been in contact with agents the entire month. Players have expressed their, you know, preferences throughout the entire month. We just don't know a whole hell of a lot of it right now. I have made some phone calls. I have reached out. I believe I have a couple of pieces of inside information, and I will share them with you in this segment. So, without further ado, Lonzo and I make, and by the way, this is interesting, folks. Do you know the top six free agents, their names all start with a letter K? Isn't that weird? Top six free agents. In some order, Kemba, KD, Kyrie, Clay, Kawhi, Kristaps. So odd to me, man. I didn't know K was so popular. There's no Winter Raven, and there's no K in Winter Raven. There's no K in Mark Ryan. There's no K in Lonzo or Gerald. There's no K in either one of those. Lonzo, why are you shaking your head at? What's going on here?
Because you're absolutely right. There is no K in any of those words.
No, no. Sometimes, folks, you just got to poke the bear, all right? All right, it is time for our NBA free agency picks and predictions. Let's hit it with the best song that's been affiliated with the NBA in the history of the NBA's existence. All right, Kemba Walker. The reports are that the Celtics are the favorite to sign Kemba. I am going to say that ultimately is the pick. Look, could be the New York Knicks. It looks like the New York Knicks might strike out on the big fish. And I'm going to tell you why in the next segment that this is totally okay, even if you're a Charlotte Hornets fan. Lonzo, I think he ends up with Boston.
I think he stays in Charlotte. I think he really loves the fans there. I think he likes being the guy. I think Michael Jordan has probably said, hey, man, this time I'm really going to bring in some people to help you, and I think he stays in Charlotte.
I think what we have here, folks, is one person, yours truly, who's a little bit plugged in, and Lonzo, who has already extracted said plug and is on vacation.
See, this is unfair because you say you got all this inside knowledge, so you're just going to, you know, I'm probably going to go different than you on everything just to make it interesting. So
Wait a minute.
We
need to establish this. Can you cut the music for a second? We need to establish a show rule right here, right now, okay? Honesty is the most important thing that we do. Okay. Transparency. I have a blog coming up on ESPNUpstate.com. The blog is done. We're just working through some technical things to get it up on the site. The blog is entitled, and Clemson fans, listen, you know, stop throwing sharp, pointy things on me. The blog is entitled Clemson and Transparency Should Meet. Okay. Lonzo, I don't dispute that when you and I have disputes, that it makes for a better show. I don't dispute that. But our rule is you must tell the truth to what you actually believe. Otherwise, we're shock jocks. Otherwise, we're frauds. Can you accept the show rule? Agree with me when you naturally agree with me. Disagree with me when you naturally disagree with me. Okay? For us to have the show we want, you've got to accept this.
So you're putting me on the spot and say that I'm being a liar because of what I just said. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. And you pointed this out. Many people have pointed this out. I'm a contrarian. So if I'm a contrarian, I automatically don't believe in what you believe in. So, you know, I'm not being dishonest.
As long as you're being true to what you believe, as kooky as some of the stuff you believe is, All right, I'll roll with it. Okay, but what I will let me tell you.
Can we get off you and me and get back to the show?
No, no, no. I want to share one thing with you. Okay, my station in Tampa, Lonzo, was in talks with the Tampa Bay Lightning to bring the Tampa Bay Lightning on board. Right around that time, they traded the best player on the team, Marty St. Louis, and they shouldn't have done it. Right. All the greats that covered the team said this is a horrible move. And I went on the air and we're in talks with the Lightning to bring them on as a broadcast partner. And I said the Lightning got bent over in this trade. They got a prostate exam in this trade. The Lightning then called my program director and complained about what I was saying, especially given the negotiations that were taking place. My boss brought me in and this is what he said, Lonzo. Mark, did you mean what you said? And I said, oh boy, this is a loaded question. How do I respond to this? I said, yes, I meant what I said. And then he said, then I have no problem with it. What I don't want is you causing problems for me if you're just making stuff up. But if you believe what you say, I will never take that away from you. Okay? So now we continue with the NBA
free
agency.
I got one more thing to say. So you've disparaged me. You've questioned everything.
And that disparaged you.
And you talk about your mentor. My mentor said, know what you believe and why you believe it. I have his bumper sticker on my wall. If I say it, I mean it. So don't question.
Oh, okay. No further questioning, Your Highness. Lonzo. All right. Kemba to the Celtics. Kemba to the Hornets. KD goes where?
KD stays where he is. Because he's not... I know people say they're going to shell out the money for him even though he's injured. I just don't think he's going anywhere. I think he waits.
Here is a piece of inside info that I have. Klay Thompson's dad, who also played in the NBA, was in the locker room with KD and Klay when they were talking after they were eliminated. What he heard made it obvious to him that KD would be staying. Okay, so that's the inside info that I have there. What I don't know is if that's changed since Golden State was eliminated from the finals. But at the point that they were eliminated from the finals, KD was staying by the Bay. Kyrie Irving.
I say Kyrie Irving goes to the Lakers. He's going to go somewhere, and he's going to go somewhere where there's less pressure. I think he's realized he apologized to LeBron for a reason. He knows he can't be the man, but he can be second or third guy, and he wants to win another championship. I say Kyrie goes to the Lakers.
Lonzo, denial is not just a river in Egypt, my friend. And boy, you are wishful thinking there.
No, I'm not, because I don't like Kyrie. He's a flat earther. He's
it's not a reason not to like him.
He's a whiner. Well, it's unrealistic. He's a whiner. He's a pouter. I don't like him, but he's got great ball handles and he works well with LeBron. So yeah, you asked me where I thought he was going. That's where I think he's going.
Kyrie Irving is going definitively to the Brooklyn Nets. That is going to happen. Mark it down. It's a done deal. Again, folks. I might just be a little bit plugged in here. All right, Klay Thompson. What happens with Klay Thompson?
This is a tough one. I've been watching a lot of the speculation on this, and they're wondering why they haven't offered him a max contract, and does he deserve a max contract, and if he doesn't, he's going to go somewhere. But I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's staying where he is.
Klay Thompson, everybody in the NBA wants Klay Thompson. He can do everything. Shoot, defend. He's not high maintenance in any way, shape, or form. Klay Thompson stays in Golden State. You're 100% right there. Kawhi Leonard, Kawhi not, Lonzo?
I think Kawhi stays. I hate being the boring guy that says he stays on just about everybody, but he stays in Toronto. It's a perfect fit for him. He won a championship there. His GM is staying. They're going to try to keep that team together, and he talks about how much he loves that locker room. The locker room's the same. Why go anywhere else?
This has been the best recruiting pitch in NBA history. They had less than zero chance of keeping him when they traded for him. He's an LA guy. He wants nothing to do with frigid Canada. But they treated him like gold. They won the NBA championship. He can make more money there than anywhere else. And then listen to what else they're doing for him. He's got a free penthouse condo in downtown Toronto. Free. He's got free private charter flights wherever he wants to go, whenever he wants to go, by a charter flight company. Free. He's got free, what they're calling it, Kawine and Dine. Anywhere in Toronto he wants to eat, it's free. So he makes $150-something million, and his entire life is free on top of that. I still think he wants to end up in L.A. long-term, but I think he signs a 1 or 2 year deal to remain in Toronto because he can't leave with how well they're treating him right now. And Jimmy Butler. Now, the Rockets are in play for Jimmy Butler. They have to do a sign-and-trade to bring him to the fold. Jimmy Butler is from Houston. He's from the Houston area, all right? So, do the Sixers keep him? Will the Sixers accept whom the Rockets are trying to pawn off via sign and trade? They're trying to give the Sixers PJ Tucker, Clint Capella, and Eric Gordon for Jimmy Butler. I'm still not convinced this makes Houston better, but where does Jimmy Butler end up?
I don't think this makes Houston better, but I think it makes Philly better. I think he goes to Houston, and I think it's a mistake because I don't know how much you hear about Butler being disruptive in the locker room or anything, but still, there's a reason why he's went to a couple of teams. And if Houston is as bad as people are speculating, you're just adding another volatile temper in there, and this thing could explode. But I think he goes to Houston.
I think he goes to Houston, and I agree for the first time. I don't know what's wrong with me with everything you just said. CP3 is volatile. James Harden is volatile. Why would you do this, folks? Why, oh, why would you do this? All right, folks, those are our predictions for the major free agents, Al Horford, Tobias Harris, two other big names that are out there. What do you think? Where did we hit? Where did we miss? A strong opinion about the future of Kemba Walker. And one of the Upstate's own was dissed yesterday on national sports radio. We'll explain when the most interactive sports radio show in the Upstate continues. Ladies and gentlemen, you're Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Clay C. texts into the show at 71307 and says, Phil Steele on the show, Mark. Impressive. Thank you very much, Clay. We do our best. A-list guests, A-list content. We feel like we owe it to you, okay? Our goal is, look, we want to be the best show in the Upstate. And of all the shows in South Carolina, we're very proud to say that we are one of two that have been nominated to win the best sports talk show in the entire state of South Carolina. The other show that has been nominated is Straight Up with Sturge. So you think about it. You guys know of other stations in this area. You guys might even know of other sports stations within a 50 to 100 mile radius of us. Of all the stations in the area, of all the stations in South Carolina, two shows have been nominated to be as the best in the entire state. based on submissions that we made to the Selection Academy, right? And they are yours truly, and they are straight up with Sturge. And I firmly believe we are well on our way to giving you guys the very best show in South Carolina. I don't think you're arrogant if you have confidence in yourself, right? And my belief is that we are doing the best show here in South Carolina, and that we will continue to do the best show here in South Carolina. And I think a number of you that are kind of picking up on the show are beginning to feel the same way. And I thank you for that. You guys, those of you who are with us from the very, very beginning, it's a real special thing to me, man, because you guys and the word of mouth that you've given us have really been a huge part of our launching point. And now we're starting to see the fruits of our labor. You know, I had a tweet about Clemson on Sunday that was viewed over 35,000 times. It's amazing. It's amazing. And it's all because of the support that I've gotten from you. So thank you so much. We're on our way. We're not where we want. We're not where we're going to be years from now, but the building of the castle has begun. So thank you so very much for that. Did you hear this yesterday? So Enes Kanter, you got to be careful how you say that name.
Enes.
No, it's Enes Kanter.
It's Enes.
Enes. It's pronounced Enes. Like
so pronounce your Z like you're saying
listen,
Clemson.
Listen. You should not make fun of foreign names, Lonzo. That's not a nice thing to do.
That's not how you said
His name is pronounced Enes Kanter.
There you go. Say Enes. It that way because that's not what you said. That is not what you said.
I know what you think I said. That is not.
I know what you said.
Rewind the tape. I want to hear this. I got to hear this. That's not what I said.
Oh, I can tell you. It will end up on a promo, and you'll hear it over and over again.
Enes Kanter. Okay?
I'm writing it down right now.
I can't call him anything else but what I just did, Lonzo. I'm not going to say anything. It would be much better if it was Enes. Then you would never have that mistake, right? All right, so Enes Kanter, who I absolutely... What are you laughing at? What the hell are you laughing at? What's your problem?
You did it again.
Enes Kanter.
There we go.
Whom I love, is a really, really great guy. I feel for him so much because his family is back in Turkey, and he can't even visit his family because he's been critical of the current Turkish regime. If he goes back to Turkey, he gets arrested and won't even be able to be back in the States. Hasn't seen his family in years. Great guy, but had a criticism of the Upstate's own Zion Williamson. Yesterday on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Here is that audio. What do you think of this, ladies and gentlemen?
He can pass. He's big. He's strong. I think he's got a magnetism.
Okay.
You think he's overrated? Just say it. You can say it.
I kind of feel like he's overhyped. I feel like he's... Julius Randle with hops.
He's Julius Randle with
hops. That's how I believe.
By the way, you're not the first person who said that.
Yes. Oh, well, some players are even like scared to say it, but you know me. You know, I'm not scared to say anything.
So
you know,
Julius Randle, but more vertical.
Well, yes. There you go. That's exactly
how would you defend him?
Oh, well, I would just defend, I would just let him shoot. You know, but if he develop his shot, he's definitely could become a Hall of Famer. But I mean, it's all in his hand. He just needs to put the work in and just go out there and just to show the whole world.
You know, it's interesting. You played Denver and beat them.
Yes.
Denver was really young.
Very.
Toronto won the final. They were really old.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's incredible value to players 29, 30, 31 in this league.
Right.
I think it's
okay. So you get the gist of it. Enes Kanter. Okay, how am I doing? Enes Kanter.
Yes.
Said that Zion Williamson is overhyped and that he reminds him of Julius Randle with hops. Well, I don't really know how much of a diss that is. Julius Randle averaged 19 points and 9 rebounds a game this year. If he's that guy with better hops, with better jumps, how is that really a bad thing? You know, I think Zion Williamson's ceiling is that of the best player in the NBA. I think his floor, the worst case scenario for Zion Williamson, is he'll be Larry Johnson, and that's an all-star. So you've got an all-star either way. The ceiling is the best player in the league. The floor, Julius Randle, I got news for Anez here. Julius Randle with hops is an all-star. That's an all-star. All right? So, and I don't know why, and I think Rachel Barbeau, if you listened yesterday, we had Rachel Barbeau on of SiriusXM. She made a point yesterday that really stuck with me, Lonzo. She said, like, why have we devolved as a society to where if you disagree with somebody, you have to attack them? Like, you have to absolutely tear them apart. I love Anez Kanter. Lonzo doesn't love when I say his name. But I love Anez Kanter. I don't think he's overhyped, and I think he's going to be really good. And I appreciate the hell out of Anez Kanter being willing to share his opinion because it gives us great content on the show. I'm down with it, man. I'm down with it. But, you know, Zion Williamson from Spartanburg Day School, number one pick in the draft. What do you guys think? Is that a diss? I mean, is calling Zion Williamson Julius Randle with a jump shot, is that a diss? How does that make you feel? Saying he's overhyped, I think, is a little bit hurtful because he's earned that hype. There's a reason he has that hype. Not all of the most hyped players are the best players in the game. I think you could make a case that Julio Jones is a better player than Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. has 3 million Twitter followers. Julio Jones has 600,000. Why? Odell Beckham Jr. is entertaining. Julio Jones is boring. He's a boring guy. Tim Duncan was a boring guy. Flashy players always had more of a following than him. Zion Williamson, he's not an arrogant showboat kind of guy like an Odell or like a Baker Mayfield. He's really a humble kid. But his game is flashy. His game is above the rim. His game is impressive. And all the things Anez Kanter says are true. You know, and he goes on to say later in this clip that, you know, the vets love to play rookies. And the vets hate that the media crowns these rookies like Zion before they've even played 1 minute in the NBA. He says you just don't know what they're going to be. And I think that's fair. People have called the NBA draft a crapshoot. I dispute that. The Toronto Raptors just won the NBA championship without one player on their entire team having been selected in the lottery. Not one player on the entire team. I think it's not a crapshoot. I think if you do your homework, you can find talent everywhere. I really do. I really do. So, diss or not a diss? Your thoughts on that? Welcome at 1-844-477-3776 is the number. Okay, up next. Is your safety at a baseball game the responsibility of the team or you? Amy Trask, CBS Sports Radio legal analyst, joins us next on this topic right here on the most interactive sports show in South Carolina. You're Offsides, and I thank you for being so on ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You know, my belief is, and I've asked you guys the question, when you go to a baseball game, is your safety your responsibility or is your safety the team's responsibility? I believe it's the team's responsibility to ensure a safe experience for you and your family. That doesn't mean you're dumb. That doesn't mean that doesn't mean you do dumb things. It doesn't mean the team is responsible if you decide to commit suicide by jumping off the side of the stadium, right? But reasonably speaking, there was a dad a few years ago where there was a ledge at the Ranger Stadium that was too low. It came up to you before where your knees hit, leans over to get a foul ball. His son sitting right there falls in between a space, falls behind the left field wall 20 feet, lands on his back, dies of internal bleeding. That's the Rangers' fault. A fan is going to lean over a railing. We saw that with Bartman in Wrigley Field. He didn't fall, but a natural reaction is to lean over to try to make a catch. You've got to keep the fans safe. And again, there's a difference between stupidity and just real negligence. And in my opinion, when you're starting to consider all the people that are being hit by baseballs, this falls under MLB's purview, and it's going to come out of MLB's pocket. Do you guys agree or disagree with me on this? Joining us right now, she's really become a friend of the show. She is CBS Sports Radio's legal analyst, and she also does work for the number one sports station in the country, WFAN, in New York City, as well as Fox Sports Radio. Amy Dash joins us right now on the program. Amy, thanks so much for the time. How are you?
My pleasure. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing so well, Amy. Thank you so much. Okay, so tragedy, really. And tragedy, even though the young girl is still alive, Amy, but a toddler who was hit by a screaming line drive at Minute Maid Park in my former stomping grounds of Houston, Texas, fractured her skull and had seizures as a result of being hit with a baseball. What are the far-reaching ramifications of this?
Yeah, well, she actually had bleeding in her brain, edema, which is swelling in the brain. I mean, this is a very serious injury. So now her family has retained an attorney. And basically the attorney said, we're giving MLB the opportunity to do the right thing here. And I'm assuming that's going to include a settlement that they're probably trying to work out monetarily to cover all of her medical expenses and probably take care of her beyond that. But also the attorney made it clear that it's very important to this family, even though they want to protect their privacy, to make sure that one of the consequences of this is that MLB extends the protective netting all the way to the end. And so if that doesn't happen, and if they don't get the settlement that they would want, then I think there will be a lawsuit.
So,
and there have been many lawsuits, by the way, Mark.
Right. But
just in the same vein with people getting horrible, horrible injuries. I mean, people with brain damage, this is actually very common, the ball hitting people in the head and causing lifelong brain damage. That's more common than you would think. And it's happened a bunch of times to little children. This is not the first instance. In fact, I think there was an incident at the Dodgers game a couple weeks after this where a young girl was hit in the head. The same type of thing.
You know, because I want all viewpoints on this to be heard, Amy, it's important for me to share with you that I am 100% with you. But the other side of the argument that people are making is we haven't had this for 100 years. Why do we suddenly need this now? Is the incidence of foul balls going into stands suddenly higher now than it is then? That's what people are coming back to me with.
I understand that, but it's not true. There has always been a legal standard. In fact, in the legal community, when there are cases like this, the courts will uphold or modify what's called, actually in the legal community, it's called the baseball rule. And it stands for the fact that when you go into a stadium, a lot of courts have said that you assume the risk of injury if you sit, you know, close to the field, but you're not protected and you're outside of what the courts deem to be a danger zone. So here's where there's a little misinformation, because everybody's saying what you just said and sort of saying, oh, it's the parents' ball. When you go to the baseball games, you got to know you're going to get hit in the skull with a 106-mile-per-hour traveling ball. And a lot of people are saying this because they're seeing on the mainstream networks, legal analysts are coming out, and they're saying, oh, assumption of risk, you should have read the back of this ticket, fine print. First of all, nobody reads the back of the ticket. I mean, unless you're an attorney, even if you read it, you would have no idea what it is. So when you're talking about dangerous conditions, there's not just a disclaimer, but a lot of times courts will require, and they should in this instance, that there are actually signs in the ballpark. I mean, that's not unreasonable, right? Where you're sitting in this section, there should be a giant sign in the section that says a line drive could come and smack you in the head and fracture your skull. You know, I'm exaggerating on the language, but there should be a warning sign there, right? But here's the thing. Assumption of risk, that doesn't say that there's no liability for MLB. You're 100% right. Under the law, Major League Baseball has to protect the people that go there. It's all about the definition of what's in the danger zone. And the problem legally is that for a long time, it's been outdated because the courts have said the danger zone is only behind home plate. Now we're seeing more coverage, more press coverage of all of these things that have been going on for a long time, but haven't gotten the attention. We're seeing studies, we're seeing facts that nearly 2,000 people are injured with balls, and a lot of
2,000
are very severe.
2,000?
Yeah, and they're saying it's more common than a batter getting hit with a pitch. A fan injury
wow.
is more common than that. So now
wow.
we've got to change this definition, Mark. It shouldn't. It's not just dangerous behind home plate. It's dangerous if you are in the first couple of rows where you could be hit with a line drive.
The verbiage on the back of the ticket that says you understand by purchasing this ticket, so you could get hit with a foul ball, are my hunch is, but you would know better than I do, that that's probably not going to hold up well in court. Do you agree?
It's right. It's a disclaimer. It's not a legal contract because nobody's signing it. You're not agreeing to it. It's a one-sided disclaimer, especially when it comes to children. You can't expect children to understand that language and assume the risk. So there could be an argument made, well, the parents are responsible for the children and they're assuming the risk. But it's just ridiculous because if you use common sense, you know that, listen, Major League Baseball has up the protective netting for a reason. So what's to say that it should stop at the X line and not go to the Z line? Why are all these injuries a couple of seats down from where the netting ends? Common sense would say extend the netting all the way to the end. Why hasn't that been done already? That's what I don't understand. I mean, clearly it's dangerous if you're sitting in the first couple of rows because you cannot see a line drive coming. Totally different than with a foul ball where it's up in the air, it's got to travel a distance, you can try to get out of the way. Completely, completely different. So there's no reason why the legal community and the courts, if there was a compelling case, a compelling argument, shouldn't require that the netting be extended all the way to the end and include that in the danger zone because it's clearly dangerous.
Amy, I really respect all of the listeners that we have here. One of them at the Scott Mitch tweeted me, WTH, her family put her in that situation, talking about the girl that got hit with the ball. It sucks, but protect your child that you chose to bring into this world. Netting needs extended? Sure. Needs to be extended? Sure. Is MLB responsible for every fan in attendance? No. Families shouldn't sue fast food companies because of fat kids. Accept personal responsibility. We have a society, Amy. I'm a really kind of progressive guy. I'm in the middle. I'm typically in the middle politically, but I'm progressive in terms of having a healthy discontent for the status quo. But my viewpoint, your viewpoint, Amy, flies in the face of a public that is largely reticent to change. So how do you respond to something like that, saying her family put her in this position?
So there's actually a legal response to that because the law requires for assumption of risk, which is what everybody's saying. They assume the risk. They assume the risk. Okay, for somebody to assume a risk, they have to reasonably foresee that something like that could happen. Now, not every single person in this world is going to a stadium for a fun day with their family, bringing a child. They're excited. They're not sitting there thinking, oh, today my child's going to get cracked in the skull and have brain damage and seizures for the rest of their life. And if you apply that argument, you can apply it to anything. Well, you know, you shouldn't cross the street because you can get hit by the car. That's that argument. But it's totally different when you have a Major League Baseball organization. They are running a game that, yes, it's dangerous. They are already putting into place, as they're required by law, netting to protect people. They do have a responsibility to protect them from the most dangerous areas. So it's really, like I said, it's not about were the parents foreseeing every parade of horribles out there. And if you did that, nobody would bring their children to the games. It's about where is the danger zone? And as we've seen with all these recent cases, MLB has now tried to extend the protective netting because they were being sued, because of all the cases. So the courts looked to what is the industry standard. Now the industry standard, as it wasn't before, now it's to extend the protective netting. So the question becomes, how far do you extend it? And that's something that's unclear under the law. So you can't say there is no liability there because the law, the courts need to now examine, okay, now we see that MLB is working toward more protection for the fans because of these cases, because of the frequency, because of the press coverage, because of the lawsuits. Well, now we're going to assess, have they extended it far enough? And like I said, when you're talking about line drives, you need to cover pole to pole, foul pole to foul pole.
Are we going to see this in every stadium in Major League Baseball in the next 2 years?
Again, a lot of organizations are doing that, right? So the courts are going to say, okay, let's see who's extending and how far they're extending it. And the stadiums that are not extending as far as the other stadiums, well, it's going to be considered that they're putting more of their fans at risk because now you have an issue of, well, if I go to a Boston Red Sox game, I'm more protected than if I go to a New York Yankees game. I'm just throwing out examples.
Sure.
I'm not talking about the actual netting, but it's got to be on equal footing, right? Because you're creating a standard of where is MLB required to protect its fans and how far does that responsibility go? And when does assumption of risk kick in? And that's a question of fact, and that's a question also of opinion. You're going to take the facts, and then the judges are going to issue an opinion. So there is no clear-cut right or wrong here. This is something that needs to be brought to trial, and there needs to be an opinion, and that will change everything. So new cases like this, new factual circumstances where there's compelling facts, where there are children having brain damage, and you bring all those cases and you bring all those children on the stand and all the families, the judges start to think, wait a minute, maybe this baseball rule is a little bit outdated. Look at all of these poor children and adults, too, who have lifelong damage. Maybe we need to change things here. And that's how the laws change with cases just like this one and a public outcry to say, look, it's not sufficient. This shouldn't happen. There shouldn't be this risk. We shouldn't have to assume a risk like that. That's an unreasonable risk.
Amy Dash.
By the way, there was a case, Mark, just to give your viewers a little interesting, there was a case where a guy was hit in the eye with a hot dog, okay? And he brought the case in the MLB. They had the defense, though, assumption of risk. Guess what? The appellate court overturned it and said, not every person who goes to a baseball game can expect that they're going to get hit in the eye with a flying hot dog from a mascot. That's an unreasonable assumption of risk. So, listen, if you have liability
right.
and you have protection from being hit in the eye with a hot dog, then how about having your skull fractured by a baseball bat baseball?
I'd like to throw some food at all these people telling me it's the family's fault. Can we have a food fight with them, please? Let's make that happen. Amy Dash is the legal analyst for CBS Sports Radio. I feel always like we've pulled off a coup to get her on because everybody wants her. She's got great stuff, and we're able to bring her to you here. I invite you to follow her for all the best, great opinions, great legal background and facts. Amy-TV, that's at Amy-TV. Amy, so great to have you on. Thank you so very much.
Oh, take care. My pleasure. Thanks again.
Thank you. Amy Dash at Amy-TV. All right, overdue for it. Up next, a listener made a mistake with me last night. I'll give you the 411. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So the K-Pack at Michigan Man bet me last night that Michigan would win the College World Series. I took Vanderbilt, number two team in the country. I am victorious. Folks, if I could give you a little piece of betting advice, always bet people when they're emotional about a team. Won a bet with Nick Pappas. He bet me the Lakers would make the Western Conference Finals. The Lakers are his team. Made a bet with the K-Pack, a listener. Michigan's his team. You can get great bets if you just prey on people's emotions. All right? Works out beautifully that way. Lonzo lost another one. I'm 3-0 with show bets since I've begun here. I'm like butter because I'm on a roll. An homage to the late, great Stuart Scott. None other than Phil Steele of ESPN and Phil Steele Publications joins us next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.